just kind of happened after they scored that first one. Had a few on there.
Yeah. That was the first, right?
The first, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, two unassisted goals that we had the puck in. For whatever reason tonight, we didn't make the plays, we didn't execute. So that's on us. And you know, it's just been a tough stretch. I think of us just not playing well. We're not executing well enough, and it's on us as players to demand more of ourselves and be better. So. That's a disappointment coming off the game that we had last game. You try to, you say, and back to back, let's refocus at home, and then after one of the three zip. So that's unacceptable, and we have to take responsibility for that as players.
These stretches, they're going to happen, right? Like throughout a season, but when you're playing every other day and you have all the back to backs, like, what is the balance of all the games versus not as much practice?
Yeah, it's like that down the stretch. It's game, day off, back to back. It's gonna be like that for a while, so we're prepared for that. It's tough to get in practices when you're in that. So when we do, we gotta execute. We gotta be ready to make plays, to be confident, and to believe in ourselves. And when you get in a couple tough games, confidence is a tricky thing, especially at this level. So you want to try to sustain it when you have it. When you don't have it, you try to just calm things down, be positive, and reinforce the things that we know we can do. But it's not good enough right now. We realize it's a long year, but we know we have better.
You got the Panthers got the empty net goal late. What was working defensively in that second and third period for you guys to shut them out?
Well, I mean, anytime you're down three, the tendency for that team is to maybe sit back a little bit, and we're gonna press. So that was probably the case. I thought, we had some chances, a couple of disallowed goals both ways. But third period was a little better. We sustained some pressure, but I think we only had 11 or 12 shots after two, so that's not gonna count.
Steve, is there an effort thing, or is it something structurally you think that might have to change?
No, I don't think it's any of those. I think it's execution.
What's the conversation like to keep emotions in check, especially when there's an
emotions
to come back
out? We're a seasoned veteran group. I mean, there's no panic in this room. We know the ebbs and flows of a year, but you just try not to let them snowball. That's what this group has been able to do for the last 4 or 5 years, is when things aren't going well, identify the areas that we need to correct and correct them. And usually it's just self-correction, and the coaches do a good job of preparing us. And like I said, it's on us. We got to go out there and execute and play with a little more urgency. And I think that'll fix a lot of the issues.
Steven, the last four games have been against the four teams that are vying for the last Eastern Conference spot, playoff spot, the next two games as well. Do you guys sense an air of desperation on their end?
Well, I mean, it's 20 games left in the season. Do or die for those teams, and we gotta match that mentality. So we just can't say, hey, we're a couple points up, let's just cruise control into the playoffs. If we do that, shame on us. You're gonna get results like we're getting. So, I got lots of confidence in this group. We've been through a lot of ups and downs together, and we've responded well. So let's go out and respond well. But we do have to take responsibility, and myself included, as the leader of this team, let's be better. Let's stay positive, but at the same time, realize we got to be better out there.
Nick Paul, guys.
Thank you.